It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR.
Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Hope everyone's having a great day. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick, and on the boards over here is Dee Dotson. How you doing, Dee?
Hey, I had to sneak in when I heard you were having one of my favorite restaurants. I always sneak in for my favorite, most favorite childhood memory or favorite restaurant, so I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know what? It's Cinco de Mayo coming up. We had to have Pepe's Tacos here. I mean, they're like a tradition in the area.
Absolutely, well, absolutely. Well, everybody
just
loves.
Just celebrated our 45th anniversary.
Yeah, and 50 for the whole corporation,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
Great.
How exciting is that?
Before we get going, I want to congratulate my son, Lucas Leopis, for graduating from Ball State University. I'll be going down there tomorrow to see the ceremony.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
4 years went by really, really quick.
Yeah.
Very smart guy. He's in the sort of the medical area. He's did a lot of work down there doing some research with Alzheimer's and dementia and things like that, which is kind of close to what's happened with my family, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's really good. So congratulations, Lucas, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Glad that he's listening.
I'm sure he is. Congratulations to him, even though he went to Ball State. He didn't go to IU. Congratulations to him and all of the graduates. We have so many of our young people that are graduating.
Your daughter's graduated high school. Twins.
Thank goodness. Same as you. The last for me will be graduating as well, and so it's so exciting. But yeah, we're so excited for all of the graduates. So congratulations. Great opportunity for them to give a call to Pepe's to cater their graduation.
There you go.
Look how I did that.
Yeah.
That was smooth.
So, folks, thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM. This is a pre-Cinco de Mayo show. I mean, Cinco de Mayo is on Monday.
Correct.
But, Adam, it's pretty much Cinco de Mayo all week, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I think the excitement, and then the weather. You know, I think all that combined is just creating the excitement.
Well, we want you to call in, listeners, 219-769-9577, because Pepe's restaurant off-Broadway, right in Maryville there, is giving out gift cards. So call in, give a comment, make it a good comment, and we'll be sending out a nice gift card from Pepe's off-Broadway in Maryville. Adam, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Very nice shirt.
I figured it was, I just came back from Miami, as you know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of have like that bluish color of the water, the ocean.
Did you miss Northwest Indiana? Or come on, be a little
I'm
honest.
I'm going to be honest, no.
It wasn't because of the people, it's because of the atmosphere.
Oh, the atmosphere, yeah, for sure. The sun, just the ocean, the pools.
And makes
just,
you feel like you want to be a millionaire or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, Anna, why don't you introduce everyone to yourself about basically a little bit about your background, like where you came from, schools, things like that, get acclimated to you.
Again, my name is Adam Espinoza. We own the Pepe's at 260 East 84th Drive in Maryville, Indiana. And as I was just telling these folks, we just, April 1st, we celebrated our 45th anniversary. And so we're really excited about the now and in the future. And so I grew up in East Chicago, Indiana. My parents are from Mexico, the state of Jalisco. And so, we all, of course, grew up with all the finer foods of Mexican cuisine. And, 1979, we opened up our location in Maryville at 8011 South Broadway. We were there for 36 years, and we moved eventually 9 years ago to our current location, which is 260 East 84th Drive.
Right behind the old Century Mall.
Correct.
For the people that are old like me.
The old Pancake House.
The old Pancake House.
Yeah. And I kind of, like I said, grew up in the business, busser, host, and then I went away to college. I went to Indiana University, and eventually I graduated and worked for Amoco Oil Company. Actually, they they relocated me to Miami because I spoke Spanish. I was there about a year and a half, and really enjoyed myself there, learned a lot. And then eventually I went to work for Ace Hardware Corporation in International. And during that period, my dad had had some medical issues, and he had asked if I'd be willing to come back. And so I said, yeah.
I remember your father, too, especially from the older location.
Yeah, yeah. He always sat at the very first table.
And I remember him, like, seating us and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So your parents, they came from Mexico to here? And
correct.
What was the reason for that?
Basically, just like my dad, he grew up, unfortunately, like in a broken household. You know, he lived with his mom when he was a little kid here in the States, actually, believe it or not. And then depression came, and then he relocated. They relocated back to Mexico. But by that time, my dad had gotten to a point where he was like 9 years old, a little rambunctious.
Mm-hmm.
And so his mom basically told his dad, well, you know what? I'm going to leave him with you so that you can kind of straighten him out. And, you know, and he worked on the farm and whatnot. But eventually, he got to a point where in his mind, he said he always had this dream. He would see this red car, and one day he just told his dad, you know what? If I stay here, I'll amount to nothing, so I got to leave. And so as much as his father told him, he goes, well, if you leave, don't expect to come back. And he left, and he ventured off, and slowly he made his way into here to East Chicago, well, to East Chicago, Indiana, where his brother, his stepbrother, was there.
Okay, so there was a little bit of a connection or family around.
Correct, and his stepbrother kind of helped guide him, and then he worked in the mills for 47 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was a crane man.
So Pepe's was like towards the end of...
Well, it was kind of like, you could say towards the end of his career at the mill, but also my brother had kind of got involved, so that was kind of like my dad's... His focus was, once he retired from the mill, he wanted to get into the business with the restaurants. And so that's kind of what he did, you know.
So what's the history of Pepe's itself? Because you're not the originator.
No. The originals came from Chicago, Illinois. That was, I can't remember the gentleman's first name, but their last name is Patak. And there was a gentleman named Mario Dovalina who had opened up a restaurant on, I think it was 18th Street in Chicago. And he would go get his meat from Patak, and they just got to talking, and they said, hey, yeah, I want to open up a couple more restaurants. You know, you have quality meat. And they kind of came together, and they started Pepe's.
So this, you sure it's not called Pie Attack? Was his name the gentleman?
No. It's Patak.
Okay, yeah. There was a...
No, right. There's one in Maryville.
There used to be a Pie Attack.
Right,
he actually
right.
was my neighbor when I grew up.
Okay.
How many units are there?
Currently, there's 45 throughout the Chicagoland area.
Are there any? What states are they hidden?
Only in Indiana and Illinois. Then they also sell to commissaries, military commissaries in throughout the country.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Now, that's something I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, so that's why it was a childhood favorite for me. I knew that it was kind of a Chicago restaurant, but I did not know that it was exclusive to Chicago and the greater Chicagoland area. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
So that's where the first ones were, 18th Street and in that area, and then eventually they ventured off into Indiana.
Are they all privately owned, or is there like a big corporate that owns a bunch of them?
No, they're all privately owned. There's a couple gentlemen that own 3 or 4 locations.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're all privately owned.
So the move from one side of Broadway to the other side of Broadway, how much of a difference was it for you?
It was funny because when we sold, we had looked at a few other places, and there's a gentleman by the name of Jim Kyleman, who's an architect in Crown Point. And I reached out to him, and he basically looked, and he says, you know what, there's a place that I want you to go look at. And I said, okay. And so he didn't tell me the address. He just told me the day of. He says, okay, it's going to be here. So I went, and it was the old Pancake House.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I go like, I'm not sure. I said, there was Pancake House, and it didn't function.
Boxing.
And then there was
Boxing there.
Yeah, it was the, I'm trying to think of the other one. I can't remember the name of it right now. But That closed.
Right.
And then I was like, I'm not sure. And he goes, well, just, he goes, go inside first before you make that decision. So I walked in and I was like, wow. I said, this is awesome. The kitchen was stainless steel.
Right.
It was just really needed to be painted and changed, you know, to our colors and, you know, some work. And we said, let's do it. And so we opened up 3 months later.
I'm curious because it's a beautiful location. Obviously, you know that I come to visit you quite often. What was your concern? Was it because of the location?
No, because the two other
places went down.
And it's just a mental thing. It was like, I'm not sure.
Like, but it's got some voodoo behind it.
Yeah,
or
yeah. Okay. But yeah, I mean, we've been so blessed. Thank you. We've been so blessed. You know, we're a little bit off of Broadway, but... Mm-hmm. You know, now we've been, after being there for 9 years, you know, pretty much everybody knows. Every once in a while, you'll have somebody come in and it's like, I didn't realize that you guys were here,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, for the most part, I think, you know, really people, you know, have gravitated to us and we've been so, so blessed, you know. Thank God every day for, you know, all the blessings that we get.
I'm gonna go off script and say this because I've been thinking about this preparing for our conversation today. I must say that I think that part of your blessings come from, and I was gonna ask you, every time I come in there, it doesn't matter if I come for lunch or for dinner, if you're there, you're always smiling. Your staff, and I've shared this with you offline, your staff is always, always so wonderful and generous with their kindness. And I think that's why your restaurant is so blessed.
Yeah.
So I know I went off script, but I just had to share that with you.
No, I appreciate
that. Because
you
guys are always so kind.
Well, you know, we've been so fortunate. I would say the average amount of years that most of our employees have been with us, minimum 8 years.
That's good.
That's
that means you're good to work for.
Yeah. And you don't hear that in this business.
No, you do not hear that in this business.
Well, you know, it's kind of like we're like a family. And I tell them, I said, I spend probably more time with them than what I do with my own family. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, when we did the filming there, when we filmed and I think Tony said it's going to be coming on in the spring on TV on Channel 56. Everyone was nice. The kitchen was just spotless. And the food was great.
Thank you.
So tell everyone.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
It was.
That was a good time. Tell us your hours of operation.
So Sunday through Thursday, we're open from 11 o'clock to 9 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday, 11 o'clock to 10 p.m.
Okay. So tell us what's going on for Cinco de Mayo.
So for Cinco, basically, we're going to have a couple of drink specials, but we're going to have... a trio, they're called El Trio de los Amigos.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome. They do a little bit of English, Spanish, and they really kind of get the crowd going, and they mingle into all the different sections of the restaurant. So, so that I'm really excited because they do a great job of, like I said, bringing. They do everything. The one singer, he even sings. If people ask him. Like Elvis songs.
Okay.
Wow. Oh,
probably
wow.
Does La Bamba too, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Oh, wow. That's
so Cinco de Mayo is on Monday. How
Correct.
Does that? How does that play for you? I mean, does that make it worse? I mean,
well, you know,
the weekend.
Obviously,
or is
you
it
want
like drag on the weekend.
No, obviously, you would want it to have it on the weekend, but really, the fact that. It's just like a holiday throughout the states. You know, people, they know, they hear Cinco de Mayo, they know, and it's just, so you would think like Friday and Saturday would be really, really busy, and they are, but come Monday, we're going to be really busy.
Really? Yeah. So is Wednesday a bad time to have for Cinco de Mayo to land on?
No.
Right. No.
People will show up. Yeah.
People will show up.
They will.
It could be Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. and people will show up for the Cinco de Mayo celebration.
They will.
Yeah. I guess it's like the green beer during Irish time.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what day of the week. That day it's going to be all corned beef and cabbage.
Right.
So tell us a little history of Cinco de Mayo real briefly.
Well, basically what it is, it's in 1862, the president of Mexico, which was Benito Juarez. He basically, at that time, the French were trying to invade Mexico. And so this is one particular battle. It wasn't that Mexico won the war.
Right. It wasn't an independence thing.
No. It was just a battle that took place. And in this battle between the Mexican troops and peasants, that took up brooms, you know, whatever they can get their hands on, they fought back the French, and they beat them in that particular battle. And so that's the recognition of it, that, you know, that Mexico as a country came together. You know,
right. And the French got discouraged, probably.
Yeah. Well, eventually the French came in. They did take over Mexico City.
Right.
And then eventually, you know, over time, the different battles that took place, they were ousted. And there's the famous Maximilian.
Right.
And Carlota, who came into power, and they were, unfortunately, they were executed.
Yeah, that's what they used to do back then.
Yeah.
There was no truth. They just.
There was no truth. No,
your head, it's gone. Your menu, does it steer towards certain areas of Mexico where you pull the recipes from?
Most of it's from central Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, like where we're from, it's called, Jalisco is the state, Guadalajara is the city, and then, you know, like we're from a small town outside of Guadalajara, and so most of the food comes from that region.
So since it's in the middle, do you still have seafood influences, or is it?
No, not so much. You know, I mean, you do have it.
Seasonings? Are seasonings different from the coast compared to the
inland? Oh, yeah, for
really?
Sure. Yeah.
What are some of the differences?
Just, you know, like, for instance, West Coast, you have a little bit more of the spicy foods, you know, that come into play. But, and then, like I said, Puerto Vallarta is part of Jalisco. So, you know, again, that's where the seafood part of it comes in.
Yeah. Well, you had the French in there. Is there any French influences in the food you feel? I don't feel like it.
No.
It's all pretty much Spaniard.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Folks, listening to Let's Eat, you're on 89.1 FM. And we have Adam Espinoza from Pepe's, Mexican Off-Broadway in Merrillville over there. And we want you to call in, 219-769-9577. He's got some gift cards. Call in, give us a comment, and receive a gift card from Pepe's Off-Broadway in Merrillville. Your recipes, where'd they originate from? I mean, are they the standard recipes from when they first started the franchise?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty much for the most part, but we've introduced several different dishes. Like, for instance, we have pozole, which is a hominy soup. Mm-hmm. With pork. We also have caldo de res, which is, again, another soup, but it comes with beef and all the vegetables, you know, corn, a little bit of cabbage, your carrots, and then you have birria, which is, you can have either birria, you can have either goat or beef. Mm-hmm. We do the beef.
You don't have goat?
No, just because the goat kind of leaves like a little bit of a gamey taste.
I was going to say you're probably gamey.
Mm-hmm. So that's.
But we have another item that you would think would be really gamey, and that's tongue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't be honest. I don't need
that.
The
is extremely popular dish.
It is very. Yeah.
Extremely popular.
I know my wife and my kids, they love it.
Can you give us an idea of how it's prepared and how the texture is and what feel like the flavor is?
Well, it's
does it kiss you back? No?
Well, you should see. I mean, when they bring the tongue in, it's just like this huge tongue because it's, you know, the cows. And, but, you know, they clean it off really, really well. So you don't have any of that scaling.
Yeah.
But it's just, and then, you know, pretty much in its sauces, and you got to let it sit in there for a while.
So you marinate it.
And then you steam it. And
is it tender? Is it like liver?
Yeah. So, I mean, it comes apart real easily.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like I said, I
don't
know.
Is it a mental?
Yeah. Oh, I think it is. Yeah. I know we have this group of Filipino doctors that come in. And
they just lick it
when
up.
lick it up.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, but when they come, they bring usually their whole family comes, like 15 of them, and that's all they eat.
Really?
Yeah.
And so beef tongue must be popular in a
I'm
lot of their dishes.
I'm guessing it is, yeah. But they love it. And
really?
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is one time my wife was with me and one of the doctors, a female doctor, came up and said, "I love your husband's tongue," and I go, and I just said, "No, not my tongue, the cow's tongue that we."
Wow.
So, in Mexico, the proteins, is it like it is here, beef and stuff, or is it more pork? Is it more?
No, it's pretty much the same.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, like, for instance, you know, I mean, the difference is in those, like, our small towns in Mexico, you know, it's whatever the kill of the day. So,
right.
You know, that butcher basically has one cow and everything goes. I mean, everything from the hooves to the tongue, you know, you name it, everything. Same thing with the pork, you know, because they make different soups and that kind of stuff.
What's your best seller?
I would say probably our beef tacos.
The beef taco.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your carry out is pretty comparative to your dine in?
Yeah, we
I go there, you're doing a lot of carry out.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We are, I would say probably our dine in sales are probably like 47% of our sales.
Wow.
And then probably about 26% is carry out and about 27% is our lounge area.
How about your DoorDash? Do any of that stuff?
We do. Out of our carry out, I would say probably about 10% of it's DoorDash.
And that's gotten better, hasn't it? It used to be terrible.
It was. We used to have a lot of issues, but they've gotten better and, you know, the process.
It's kind of nice that people pay for it and then they just come and pick it up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because unfortunately, if you think about it, you'd have to have your own driver, a vehicle, you know, insurance and all that. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love it.
And what's your favorite item to eat?
Mine is tacos al pastor. That's the marinated pork.
The pork, okay.
Yeah, so it's like a shoulder cut, so it's a little bit thicker, almost like a steak type.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
that marinates, I'm certain, for many, many hours.
Yes. Yeah, it's in this, it's juice, and unfortunately, I try not to eat a lot of it, but it keeps calling me back.
How about you, Dee? What's your favorite? What do you like to eat?
What he just said, his most popular item, the beef taco.
Beef tacos.
You know what I like? And it's because of the TV show we did, is the flank steak.
Really?
Oh, my God.
It's good stuff.
Because, you know, flank steak is traditionally kind of tough.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way you guys do it, it was just like filet.
It is.
And what dishes do you offer the flank steak in?
We have the, what they call, tan pequeña. So that would be kind of like the skirt steak with a side item, either a taco or a flauta. We also do mariachis, which is the steak, green peppers, red bell peppers, and onions. And then it's all grilled together.
Oh.
And it comes in a skewer.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's real popular. It's really good. And then, of course, our skirt steaks and then our steak tacos.
Mm. Yeah. I should try that.
So this has been going on is now, I don't want to get political, but the tariffs are coming. Mm-hmm. And how is that affecting you? I mean, at all? I mean, I don't know about your meats. I'm sure maybe the meats are local or whatever, but there's a lot of meats that are imported. And then we're talking, you're probably one of the two things that you go through a lot is probably tomatoes and avocados.
Yeah.
How is that all? I don't know if it's hit yet. Have you been feeling the effect? And how are you going to brace yourself?
I would say the only thing that we've really seen is the avocados. And I even called our supplier and I said, you know, because we used to pay like $47 a case.
Uh-huh.
They're up to $99 a case.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
And so it's just like I called and I said, the tariffs, I mean, they haven't even implemented tariffs on the avocados, and they go, it's just because there's a shortage. So you kind of go with the flow.
When demand is high, the price goes through the roof.
Yeah.
I was going to add to my favorite, in addition to the beef tacos, I love your pico, and I love your chips. And so now I'm concerned about the cost of tomatoes and onions and the cilantro and how that will affect me being able to sit down and have chips and salsa before I get my meal.
Yeah.
Are you guys kind of planning for that?
Well, we are. We're, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're in the process of increasing our prices, which we haven't increased in 4 years.
Yeah. Which is good.
So, you know, we've been able to maintain. But, you know, over time, you know, just the things change, the landscape. And so, you know, as much as you hate to increase your prices, you have no choice.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, and the thing with the avocados, it's, you know, there's like an avocado gang, you know what I mean, like they're cartels.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
Deal with that, and that affects the you know, the flow of avocados coming there.
And then, you know, the bad thing is with avocados, I mean, it's become more and more popular.
Oh.
I mean, now you have it even for breakfast. Even Dunkin' Donuts has
avocado toast,
and anywhere you go, it's avocado toast.
Does that make you laugh? Because when you were a kid, you probably were very used to avocado.
Oh, yeah. That was like, you know, guacamole was kind of like a staple.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, avocado. And now it's like everyone's like, you know, hoarding avocados
right.
because it's very healthy for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, it is, you know, so you got all these other demands that never were there before, you know, and like you said, then you have issues down in Mexico themselves where you have,
these
you know,
gangs, you have cartels
that control a lot of the movement.
Of avocado.
Of avocados.
Yeah, I never ate a lot of avocados, and then when I had my restaurant, I used to implement avocados in the dishes, not as much like you do,
but
a little bit on burgers, and next thing I know, I'm just eating avocados.
Yeah, you know? I love it. I usually have one a day.
Well, they say that's very good for you to have an avocado a day. So
Wait. I have Kathy on the phone who has this. I don't know if you noticed that I had to really lean into the phone. She has this this excellent story that she just, she didn't want to come on air, but I said, please come on to share the story. So I'm going to bring her up. Hey, Kathy, can you hear us?
Hello, Kathy.
Kathy, how you doing?
Hello, I'm doing great. I just had lunch at Pepe's. yes, and I heard the broadcast. And I don't know if you remember me. When you see my face, you would know. But my husband is Stuart Allen. Okay, okay. Well, I just, yes, thank you. I just wanted to tell you that your restaurant has always been a big part of our relationship. We've been married 37 years now.
Wow.
And one of our, yes, thank you. And one of our first dates was at Pepe's.
Was it really?
Yes. Well, you know, you've seen us. We've had the four boys and our four boys, you know, we'd all, okay, let's go out to eat. Get in the car. We're going to Pepe's.
So I had to have her share this
awesome.
Because I think that is so awesome.
Yeah. You know what? And it's like, isn't Pepe's like sort of like an institution of the region?
It is. It is. Like, literally pregnant. Oh, my gosh. I have to have my Pepe's. Okay, we got to go.
I got to tell you a story about her husband, Stuart. So we were talking because we're in the process of building. And so he did some work for us, but I never knew what his name was. And then all of a sudden, I went into his office to pick up a planogram.
Mm-hmm.
He's a surveyor.
So I went to go pick up a survey for it. And so I'm waiting, and he comes out, and we just look at each other, and we just started laughing. It's like, oh, my God. He goes, you're Adam? And I go, yeah, you're Stuart.
I'm Kathy.
Kathy, what's your go-to item at Pepe's? What do you like to get there?
Well, I am a creature of habit. I always get the beef tostada suiza with the side of beans and rice. That's what I get every single time.
So Adam gave me a gift card, and we're going to send it. The radio station is going to send it out to you so you can get another entree from Pepe's on the house this time.
Perfect. That'd be awesome. But, I literally just had your lunch by myself.
We appreciate it. It's always good talking to you and good seeing you guys.
Of course. You too. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You know what I wanted to say? I have to interrupt again. I know I'm being interrupted.
You need to interrupt.
But so this is why I'm so excited that Kathy shared that story. My husband and I teach a marriage group quite often, and I have been teaching to this group for the last 2 or 3 months the importance of obviously dating, but teaching the wives that you don't have to have your husband spend hundreds of dollars to take you out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to what you were saying earlier about, unfortunately, you have to raise your prices.
Right, right.
And I was going to say, but your prices are pretty reasonable. Now, here's Kathy. She's been married for 3 decades. First couple of dates with her husband were at your restaurant.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take her story tonight because we are teaching tonight.
No.
Take her story tonight and share with the couples that when you are staying within means, you can stay together for many, many decades.
Yeah. And we know that there's, you know, a lot of places people can go that want to spend a lot more money. But
does it matter? You know,
but it's just we try to create an atmosphere where there's
absolutely
people come in there, and we are so appreciative of anybody coming in and spending time with us, because, you know, there's a lot of choices.
Absolutely.
And so we're just, you know.
But it's about the atmosphere, yeah, and it's about enjoying your company.
Yeah. Right, and the food.
And the food, obviously.
You know, and I've told this story to you before, and I was telling Dee that when I was a kid, like 15 and 16 years old, being Greek, we never ate tacos.
Right.
We just never. My dad was like, tacos, you know, had Oriental food or Indian. He was just, it had to be, you know, fish or stuffed peppers or, you know what I mean, just the basic. And so we used to cruise Broadway back then. And talking in the 70s, go up and down Broadway. And the first Pepe's I ever went to was the one on 59?
53rd.
Yeah. And it was just a small little place with some tables and stuff like that. And my friend Peter, which he was a Mexican guy, so that was his place. He used to love going there. And I never heard of it. I remember going, he goes, let's go to Pepe's. I'm like, what is a Pepe's? You know, and we went there and I remember getting a soft shell taco. I got two of them and I fell in love. And that was from when I was 15, 16. That's before they even built that. There used to be a Taco Bell on Broadway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's before the Taco Bell and everything. So we didn't get tacos. So my first taco was a Pepe's taco, soft shell, with some rice. I remember it clearly.
How?
And that's awesome. I've been hooked since then. And that's what I'm going to talk about. Your rice, okay, you talk about all the entrees and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys do a fantastic. I can't get my rice. I try to make Spanish rice all the time.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
always turns out sticky and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I can't get it. Like, you see how
their
rice is?
For his secret.
I should have got it when I was on the TV over there.
There you
I should have seen what's going on.
Yeah.
But your Spanish rice is nice. The kernels are nice and flaky. And
yeah.
How do you get to that point?
Well, a lot of it is just the, you know, we use a little bit of butter to kind of help with that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because what you say about the rice, because we have tons and tons of kids that over the course of the time that we've been there will literally come and they'll say, you know,
I want
double rice instead of rice and beans.
That's what I do.
Because that was their first, you know, that was their first meal was the rice, you know, because they were too little to eat tacos and stuff.
To eat the tacos or the...
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, I mean, now there's kids that, I remember when they were little, now they have their own kids.
Really?
You know, and they're bringing them in, so.
Really?
You do your own refried beans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
What kind of beans you use for that?
The pinto?
Yeah, pinto.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you just boil it up. And then, because I'm going to tell you another story. One of the first dishes I ever made in eighth grade at Pierce Junior High School, because I was the first guy to ever took home economics.
Really?
Yeah. Was refried beans.
Wow.
Really?
That was the first item I made was a refried beans. I can tell you the second item was a potato, bread potato. It was a bread made out of potato.
Okay.
But it was the refried beans. And I'm like, what is a refried bean? And I remember doing it in this skillet and then boiling and then the teacher's telling us mash and stuff. And I ate it. But at the time, I'm like, oh, I didn't like any beans or anything like that. You just wanted burgers and stuff like that. But my first dish was a refried bean in home economics. Well, let's talk about some other items.
Yeah.
What do you have on your appetizers? What do you offer for appetizers?
We have... we have the nacho platters, which are real popular. We have them in beef, chicken, pork, steak, shrimp, and then our quesadillas are real popular as well. And those we get, same thing, either just cheese, which we get a lot of people just, especially kids, cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we do beef, chicken, pork, steak, shrimp, chicken fajita, steak fajita. Our garnachas, which are really simple. It's the chip. The beans, and then the cheddar cheese that we use, and that's what, you know, that taste from that cheddar cheese is just so good.
Oh, I'll have to try that.
Yeah. And you can get those too, but most people usually get it just without meat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you can get it with any kind of meat as well.
Oh, I'm definitely going to
try
that.
So those are probably our top three most popular.
Well, when I go there, I'd like to get combination platters.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of combination platters do you offer?
Our... Two most popular are the fiesta, called fiesta, that has a taco, tostada, enchilada, and a tamal.
Okay.
And then we have the Mayan. These are the two most popular. The Mayan has a taco, tostada suiza, and enchilada suiza. The tostada suiza has, instead of lettuce, tomato, cheese, has the cheese melted on top of the meat. It's really good.
And I've always liked combination platters. I've always liked to have different flavors.
Yeah.
Same thing with sauces. I always like a lot of different sauces. Again, folks, if you want to chime in, 219-769-9577. We have Adam Espinoza here from Pepe's Off Broadway in Maryville. Give us a call, and he's got gift cards. Just ask a good question, and Adam would be happy to send out a gift card. 219-769-9577. So, the tamales, you guys make those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walk us through a tamale.
Yeah, so basically.
To be honest with you, I don't like tamales.
Is it the consistency?
I don't know what it is. And I'm going to ask you some more once you walk.
Yeah, so basically, you know, you got to get your leaves.
It's corn shell.
Corn husk. Yeah. And so basically, and of course, you got to clean them up really, really well.
Uh-huh.
And then once you get that, you get your, like some people do, like put beans on them.
Uh-huh.
Or you put the masa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you basically spread it, and then you put your meat in, and then you just roll them up, and then you put them in to boil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're boiled. I thought they were steamed.
I mean steamed, sorry. Okay. Yeah, steamed. Yeah.
So can you fill those with anything you want?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we do pork just because, you know, to have a variety of all that, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, because that's labor intense.
Oh, very.
Make that from scratch. I didn't realize you guys made those from scratch. Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, so they're good. We also, from time to time we'll do chicken, mm-hmm. you know, but just for ourselves, the employees.
Okay.
But the pork is the one we do sell.
Yeah. How about, what kind of proteins do you offer?
We have chicken, of course, pork, beef, like a ground beef. We have steak. We also have shrimp. We have tilapia.
Mm-hmm.
And, a marinated pork, which is al pastor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I like. Those are probably the main ones.
Okay. So as far as specials... Now, do you, I'm sure you run daily specials like with prices and stuff
Correct.
Like that. How about like changing up dishes and creating, do you do that? Like the whole different type of dish or anything like
not
that?
Not really. We kind of stick to our guns and just kind of have our specials. We do have our lunch specials,
mm-hmm.
You know, that run Monday through Friday. And they're very popular. Mm-hmm. You know, they're $6.99 a lunch.
That's very inexpensive.
Yeah. And you get basically two items, rice and beans. And, you know.
Oh, do you have any, like, pick-your-own platters? Like, you know, like you see, like, you have a list of this and a list of that, and you say you get one of these, two of these to create a platter or no?
No, but people, you know, we always try and accommodate our customers. So some people may say, hey, you know what, I don't want a taco for this combination. Can I get a flauta?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Very accommodating. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. So we try to accommodate everybody.
What is mole?
Mole is basically a like a chocolate sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The real mole, it's kind of like bitter because the chocolate that actually comes is from the what they call a cacao.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so it's like a bitter chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because it's made with the different... peppers,
mm-hmm.
and then
it's like a rendering, isn't it?
Yeah, right. And then you know, basically, so once you
do you need that for it to taste authentic? You think? And some, because I noticed when I put mole in with say my enchilada sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes a difference.
Huge difference. I mean, like I said, you got to have a taste for it.
Yeah. And I do not.
You don't?
No.
I don't have a problem with that.
No.
One.
Yeah. I try. I mean, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
But it's not something that I.
Yeah.
Look for.
It's probably that bitter.
It is.
That bitterness. Yeah. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Well, how about if you and you didn't have mole, could you put a bitter chocolate in to the dish? Would that?
You probably could.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't taste the same.
Yeah.
You know, just because it's mixed with the peppers.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, like I said, it just that just kind of cuts some of the bitterness out.
Any breakfast dishes?
Yeah, we have.
With eggs.
Well, we have our, basically our Teotihuacan, which is basically eggs, chips that we kind of softened up.
I had that on TV. That was good.
Yeah. And then we just kind of mix it up with the sauce and the eggs. And then some people ask for like the Mexican sausage, chorizo.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we'll include that too. But those are that one and probably just our regular steak and eggs. are probably the two most popular eggs.
They're served at all, anytime.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Mm.
Now, how many different sauces do you have?
We have the green salsa, which is tomatillo. We have the mole sauce. We have our basically our cilantro sauce. We have regular, and then we have it real spicy.
I have been waiting for this moment to ask you about your signature sauce, because it's so popular that you guys bottle it and sell it.
Oh,
what
yeah.
makes that sauce so unique? Because I cannot replicate that sauce at any other restaurant.
It's just the peppers that are combined with it.
Really?
Yeah.
And then there's something else. There has to be something else.
But it is good. And we get a lot of people come in, they want...
And just buy that.
They buy the bottles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have one lady that actually for Christmas... She buys like two or three cases of it.
Oh, wow.
Because she gives that for Christmas.
For Christmas gifts.
Yeah, something unique. Now, those sauces made in-house, or are they?
No, those are made by Pepe's Corporation.
Yeah, and so you get a truck from Pepe's Corporation.
Correct.
Because I notice you have packets for salsa and stuff like that that's already redone. And
people ask for extra packets.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, dude, so do you have like any kind of vendor that's a little bit... different, like an import vendor? Do you deal with any special, or those kind of things come through that Pepe's truck?
Yeah, pretty much everything comes through Pepe's. Like our meats, we can get pretty much anything there out of Chicago. It's called El Cubano.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing group of brothers, and they will work with you. And you know,
where do you find the sauces? Only at the restaurants?
Yeah.
They don't sell them in any kind of grocery stores or anything like that?
No.
So how do you stop the guacamole from going brown?
Basically, the best way is to put the pit itself inside there.
Uh-huh.
And then just basically take like some type of cellophane and then just push down on it so that there's, you know, get all the air out. And that usually will keep it from turning brown.
I thought that my daughter makes guacamole all of the time at home, and obviously it turns brown. And I thought the secret was either a lime or a lemon juice.
You could do that too. That'll help. But really the key is to make
sure. Don't toss the pit.
Yeah. Keep the pit in.
And then the air out.
And then push it down, get all the air out, and that'll actually keep it.
Now, when you do your guacamole, you probably do them in batches throughout the day, don't you?
We do.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Because if you made all one time, then you might run into chance of it.
Yeah.
So it's very, very fresh.
It is. And like I said, you know, so we really, like I said, even with the prices going up, we haven't really gone up on our prices at all.
When I had my restaurant, avocados from Aldi's at that time were $4 for $1.
Oh, yeah. they're probably like one.
Is that crazy?
$4 probably.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's just crazy. So when you get avocados in, they're like probably rock hard green, aren't they?
Well, typically the way I order it is I'll ask for...
Oh, so you can order specifically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I'll ask for like maybe a case of that are mature.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then I'll ask for some brown with green.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ask for a few cases green.
Oh.
So then we leave the green ones out to kind of start maturing. And then the ones that are like have a little bit of brown and green.
And they get a little softer.
Yeah.
Then you put it in the fridge.
Yes.
And people don't realize this, Dee, but once they go into once you go through that process, there is a process.
Yep.
Because if it's rock hard green and you put it in the fridge, it's not going to turn brown, but it'll stay rock hard green until you bring it out of the fridge.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Oh.
But once you get it to, like you said, a little bit of brown, a little bit of softness, you put it in the fridge. They last.
Oh, yeah.
They'll last. It's like you don't have to use them right away.
No. That's why, you know, like I said, we always try to be specific on what we order.
Yeah.
So that, you know, as the week goes by, you know, it starts maturing. And then as soon as we see them turning like a little bit like darker, then we'll bring them into the cooler.
And that's it. And when you put them in there, I mean, I've had avocados last a couple weeks.
Yeah.
That stage. Yeah. And they don't go bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, people think it's a really hard thing, but it's a process.
It is.
So if you get it from Aldi's or wherever you get it from, and it's rock hard green, and you don't want to use it right away, put it in the fridge.
Well, even we've gotten to a point where they send it to us green because they don't have any of the other ones.
Yeah.
Right.
And we'll put them in a stove.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Bags don't work. I'm sorry, the brown paper bags.
No, you put them in the stove and just you know, not, it's not turned on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just the warmth of the oven. I'm going to have my daughter go back and listen to this entire show. She's just leaving school right now.
Oh, really?
She's going to be so excited. My husband as well, because we wind up tossing avocados from time to time. You have taught me three tricks. So I am just so excited.
So if you take an avocado and open it up, this is what I do. I open up, I leave the seed in the part that I don't use. And what you said is true. Find a container that does not let air in.
Yep.
And you'll be amazed how long that avocado lasts in your refrigerator.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Folks, we're down to our last 10 minutes. If you want to call in, 219-769-9577. I have Pepe's restaurant off Broadway here. And we have the owner, Adam Espinoza, here. And he has gift cards. If you have a chance to call, 219-769-9577. Have a good question. We'll send you out a gift card. Let me go to live entertainment. Do you? I know you're doing it for Cinco, but do you do it throughout the year? Do you have any?
We're contemplating. We're looking into possibly putting in a patio in the lounge area, and then if we do that, then we would actually like to have live music. So that's kind of like one of the things we're looking into trying to.
That's a future plan.
Well, hopefully within the next year.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
so. Are your kids pretty involved? I know they went to Crown Point. Right. And didn't they just graduate or?
They literally, one's graduating next week.
Okay.
From a program with Cleveland Cliffs electrician program.
Oh, okay. That's right. I think I spoke to him. He wanted to be an electrician.
Yeah. So he's looking into that. And the other one, they both work with me though.
I know. I saw that. They were setting up stuff when I was there.
So they're both going to school. And
is that something they want to fall into or?
I don't know.
My kids went and had nothing to do with it.
Sometimes, you know, people ask them and then they'll go, no. And then there's other days they go, like, well, you know, maybe, you know. So I don't force it on them. You know, it has to come from within. That's the way it was for me.
So can I ask you a question? Yeah. And I was going to ask you this off the air, but because you're talking about your children and the direction that they want to go, I was going to ask you, so you shared earlier that Pepe's are privately owned, and I have a son. He decided to not return to college. He loves the fast food industry, just started another job, but he would like to eventually own his own franchise. And so what advice would you give to someone that's interested in franchising with Pepe's or any other restaurant?
I would say probably get involved with if it's a franchise, local franchise that he may be interested in. Mm-hmm. There's the story of, unfortunately, the passing of Junior Bridgman was from East Chicago. He played NBA.
Oh, right. Yeah. He's passed.
And one of the things that I, because I got to meet him, because he actually grew up right around where we lived.
Oh, that's right. He's from East, right.
Yeah. And he's real good friends with my brother. And so the one thing that I admired about him was that he literally got involved with Wendy's.
Okay.
And on the off season, he actually worked in the Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when he first bought his first one, he stayed working with it every summer and eventually went back, got his MBA. And then he got to a point where he actually owned, I think they said 120 Wendy's.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say if there's something in particular that he really likes,
learn it
and get involved with it and then, you know, get to taste it, you know, in a sense. Yeah.
You ready for the questionnaire?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to do the Let's Eat questionnaire.
All right.
Last 5 minutes of the show here. Okay, Adam from Pepe's Restaurant off Broadway in Merrillville there, the best tacos in the area. And I say that wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
Your favorite Italian dish?
Penne vodka.
What is that?
That's like the way it's, I don't know, the noodle is, but it's made with like a vodka sauce.
With the vodka
and chicken. Yeah, that's my favorite.
How about your favorite smell?
Lavender.
Hmm. Would you rather skydive or bungee jump?
And which did you do on your trip?
Actually, I didn't skydive, but I did paraglide.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, in Brazil.
Oh, that's cool.
that was awesome. So I don't know. Maybe now I probably wouldn't do any of them. I was younger and a little more adventurous.
Cubs or Sox?
Oh, Cubs.
There you go. Yeah. You got that Cubs blue on right now. If you could meet anyone, who would it be?
Ooh, Good question. I would say probably, well, he just passed away, but Pope Francis.
I think that would be cool. Loved,
yeah. Yeah. Him or Lionel Messi. I'm a big soccer fan.
Yeah.
I would love to meet him one day.
Soft serve or hard scoop ice cream?
Soft serve.
Oh, if you had a superpower, what would it be?
Healing the sick.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You just came from Miami. You're at the the Hard Rock Casino over there, which I know you didn't gamble or anything. But if you were to gamble, what would you rather play, blackjack or poker?
No, blackjack.
Crushed ice or cubed ice?
Cubed ice.
Really? I like crushed.
And it's funny because my son in our refrigerator, he always puts it crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always get him, please put it back to cube.
It's like putting the seat down.
Yeah, it is.
favorite cake flavor?
Banana.
Oh, that's I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I like chocolate.
As kids, we grew up with banana cake.
Mm.
That was my dad's favorite, so that's what all the cakes were.
If you were to run another restaurant or own another restaurant, and it, what would it be? But it cannot be Mexican.
Probably Italian.
You Italian?
Yeah.
That's what I would want is an Italian restaurant. How do you like your eggs?
Over easy.
Six words that describes Pepe's.
Let's see. Six words.
Inviting. I'm going to give him a word.
Pepe's tacos are very good tacos.
Good.
They are very good. Tequila. What's the highest brand of tequila there is out there?
The ones that I've had, there's some really expensive ones, but the ones I've had were, it was a Patron Blanco, and I don't remember the name of it, but the other one that I had was Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
So like in Spanish, it's like almost like dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Really, really good tequila, but it's like $400 a bottle.
Right. Okay. Now, do you like to drink tequila?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't like to drink ouzo, so I hate ouzo. I'd rather drink tequila, to be honest with you. Well, do you have different levels of tequila at your place?
We do. Okay. We have, our well all the way to our premium.
Yeah, and out of the agave plant, there's not just tequila that's made out of that. It's tequila, and there's two other kinds of booze they make out of
that. Well, there's out of the agave plant comes the pulpo,
uh-huh,
which is kind of like sits on top of the plant.
Right.
It's like a milkish kind of, looks kind of like milkish, like that white color.
Yeah.
And that's the only one that I can remember. And then there's another one that my dad would always, whenever I'd go to Mexico, it's called Resin.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's kind of like moonshine.
Right.
Oh.
So whenever I'd go there, it was funny because he would send me, and I'd go to his hometown. He goes, there's going to be a guy under the tree. He goes, just tell him that your dad, Jose, sent you, and he'll know. And sure enough, he'd say, okay, go to church. When he come out of church, he'd have the bottle for me. Oh,
so, Adam, we're down to our last 30 seconds. Anything I want to forget or anything you'd like to say to the public out there?
We just, first of all, we want to thank you for the 45 years that you've given us. And you're always welcome. In Spanish, we say mi casa, su casa. And hopefully we'll see you a Cinco de Mayo and get to enjoy the day with us.
Again, I want to thank Adam Espinoza from Pepe's Off-Broadway in Miraville for joining us here on Let's Eat on 89.1 FM. I want to thank everyone for out there for listening to us for the last 5 years and maybe even more.
Yeah.
Again, Adam, thanks for coming in.
No,
and I encourage everyone to visit Pepe's because it is the best taco in the area, and it's original. Again, hug your family, grab your dog, and give him a big old kiss on the lips there. And don't forget, have a great day, and yasu!
Thank you.